So now people are posting online saying that police weren't there to handle a group of rowdy teens, but rather 8 to 10 feet tall shadowy aliens. Conspiracy theories are saying a big creature could be seen standing in front of the entrance.
As rumors of 10-foot tall aliens arriving in Miami is hitting the news streams, there is a wide variety of reactions happening all around the world. You have your more serious takes, like by the Truth Mafia podcast, where they were talking about it concerned. You have others that are just saying, what is happening here? And then you have a lot of things that are just happening that lets me know and lets you know that we are in days where things that are abominable, things that are despicable, things that are occult, things that are actual aspects of the supernatural are being taken extremely, extremely lightly.
Which even included officers armed with high-powered rifles, was unrelated to the teenage disturbance. Instead, they assert that the situation involved extraterrestrial phenomena.
The basis for this claim is an aerial image that you see that purportedly depicts a slender gray entity ranging from 7 to 10 feet in height, lurking near a promenade close to a row of police cruisers.
In films like Men in Black, I don't know if you remember these films, but they used to make a light thing of abominations. An example of that is when they were joking around that everyone in the post office is almost all of them were alien. Joking around as, oh, it's so funny, it's hilarious that human beings are walking around on Earth and they're in the film creatures all around them.
Why do you think you're so comfortable here? Just about everybody works in a post office as an alien.
Making a light of things that they should not make light of. But that's how they get you. They get you with humor. They get you with jokes. They get you with comedy. Think of the abominable things that are said through comedy. Then when someone's offended, they'll say, oops, it was a joke. But that is how a lot of these films that are aimed at targeting a younger audience operate when they're trying to introduce to you different species and get you warmed up to the fact that there could be different species all around us. So according to the reports that the police has now cleared up, there were rumors of 10-foot beings, shadow beings, that caused a ruckus in the Miami Mall. I started looking at the broadcast, I started looking at what was happening around there, and the one thing I noticed is that whether it's real or not real, whomever runs that police force apparently took it pretty serious. Because that's the entire police force just about. Did you see how many cops were located in that mall? Whether it was real or whether it was not real. They've said it's not real. Okay. They deployed it. They didn't pull out a scalpel. They pulled out the machete. They pulled out no stops to encounter whatever was in that mall. That being said, shadow beings, shadow entities, they're not something to make light of. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. Because that's one of the aspects that people are missing in all of these things as it turns into comedy. It reminds me of Ezekiel 8:17, where it says, "Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose." Now, this Bible verse is not talking about Miami aliens in a mall. However, it's just describing how people can get to a point where they don't think twice of the abominable things that they joke about. They don't think twice of the abominable things that they say, because the land is filled with occult deception, violence, and people put that branch to their nose and joke about things that they should not be joking about. Because the reality is that whether there were Miami aliens and 10-foot tall beings in the Miami Mall, there are thousands of people on a daily basis on this earth that are dealing with these shadow demons in their bedrooms and in their homes and in their workplaces all over. You may laugh at that, but I deal with those very same people who will tell me that they're seeing shadow entities, who as soon as they try to seek Jesus Christ, pray more, seek Christ more, do the things that God has called them to do, these entities and these demonic principalities begin to attack more and more and more. For you see, Ephesians 6:12 tells you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And these beings, these entities, will masquerade as anything that you desire for them to masquerade. This is why if you have someone desiring to hear Bigfoot, they'll go to the woods and they'll stay there for hours, pretty much hoping to encounter an entity. They may just see an entity. Because these are the same entities that do not mind if you play Ouija board. This is why they've even made children's Ouija board, to make it entertaining for kids. You see, Satan is a whore. And as a whore, he has seducing spirits. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Think about that. Some shall depart from the faith. Why? Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. NASA is at a point right now that they're broadcasting that when they arrive at the moon, that they're going to be taking human ashes and human remains and all sorts of crazy things. I mean, they call all of this thing science, but the last thing I heard, when you're trying to mess with human remains and do rituals, that's called witchcraft. So witchcraft is now becoming mainstream and called science. People joking around shadow entities and shadow demons, yet the craziest part is that if you notice, even the most sophisticated stealth bombers in the most powerful military on earth can never capture an HD or 4K footage. Meanwhile, they're telling you that they were streaming you live from the moon in the 1960s.
2-1-0, all engines running.
Still to this day in 2023, no one can give you an HD picture of an alien. Now, it could be that these entities have an ability to masquerade because Ephesians 6:12 tells you they're not from this dimension. However, it always irks me when I see people make light of evil. Because the amount of people that are actually encountering sleepless nights with these entities is staggering. And the number is growing. Alien abductions. People make light of alien abductions, but there are people encountering these beings that appear to them as alien abduction, okay? They're in their bed the entire time, yet they're experiencing a supernatural event where they feel that they're being taken somewhere. You know, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, for a person to experience these things, typically they have to open themselves up to a lot of occult content in the name of research, even in the name of knowledge, even. There are many people that start out in the truth of Jesus Christ As they begin to have quote-unquote knowledge, they find themselves becoming Gnostics. And they find themselves that they become quote-unquote Christian by name and name alone. And the devil does not mind that you call yourself a Christian. He does not mind that. He just doesn't want you to follow his commandments and his statutes. He doesn't want you to follow Jesus Christ and his commandments and his instructions. So there's a lot of people that start researching and learning things that they should not be learning. Because the devil does not mind if you learn a little bit. He does not mind if you have a little bit of quote-unquote knowledge. He just wants you to be destroyed and open up your life as a portal for these entities to come attack you, mock you, ruin your life. And then here you have the news and you have mainstream media joking about shadow demons and aliens like if we're in a real-life Men in Black movie. It's like the Men in Black movie has become real life. It's all about desensitizing humanity for an event and a moment that may occur where they're going to pull all the stops, just like you saw the entire police force deployed for some shadow aliens. Imagine how the world is going to come together as one, as Ronald Reagan said. He said it himself.
In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
Imagine how the world will come together if we have an alien threat from another universe. So as they're joking, as they're playing, as they're having their jokes, and as they're having their laughs, remember to pray for those that are encountering these entities. And if you are encountering these, there is deliverance and it is found in the name of Jesus Christ. Alien abductions, shadow demons, sleep paralysis, all of these experiences can be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Let us submit to the one that has already won. His instructions in the scriptures are simply there for you to trust and understand that there's nothing new under the sun. That what happened at the tower, the renewed tower that they're building, is going to crumble as well. Jesus has already won. Heavenly Father, thank you for your dear son, Jesus. Thank you for all that you do for us on a daily basis. Heavenly Father, only you know what happened in the Miami Mall. Only you know what happens all over the world in different sightings and people that spectate or people that exaggerate or people that tell the truth. Only you know what's really happening. But what we do know is that we are operating on a daily basis against principalities and against entities that are trying to make light of how wicked this generation truly is. Heavenly Father, for those that are encountering entities, that are encountering quote-unquote haunted houses, that are encountering sleepless nights because of paranoia, sleepless nights because of entities like shadow demons and sleep paralysis, encounters with grays where they see grays in their bedrooms, and they have to pray and cast them out in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for these people for you to give them strength, courage, and for you to reveal to them what needs to be revealed so that in the name of Jesus, they can close any doors and any portals that they sometimes may allow into their life, even with unforgiveness, even with bitterness, even with lust, even with rage, even with horoscopes, even with New Age material that is disguised as research. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to submit to you. We're going to resist the devil, and he is going to flee in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you for tuning in yet another week. I love you guys very, very much. Consider pressing the thumbs up and sharing this content, as this is a non-monetized channel, so it does help out with the algorithm. So if you've watched it and you press thumbs up, that helps out a lot. Also, thank you for considering supporting this ministry. That goes a very, very long way. Love you guys very, very much. And please take your time to register at tfgministries.com in our community tab. We're going to have a newsletter coming out pretty soon. And with that newsletter, you'll have weekly devotionals. You'll have our video broadcast. You'll have a lot of information coming your way that'll edify you during the week for free. Love you very much. God bless you. And if you encounter any issues in registering, just email me at brotherneptali@gmail.com and I'll get that fixed for you. God bless you. Love you very, very much. And stay tuned and subscribe, for we're going to have some epic videos this month for the glory of Jesus Christ. God bless.